Today, I talked to Cyril Kortleve about ladders and bananas in the event business. Would you like to find out how these matters are related? Stay tuned and find out. Hi Cyril, welcome to our studio.
Hello.
Today, we're going to talk about ladders and bananas. But what is that about?
Yes. Can imagine that the title already triggers you. It's a metaphor. A lot of times when people want to change, they only change when there is a problem. If things are going well, why should you change? And in this metaphor, the banana peel is the problem, because somebody can fall over a banana peel. So what I see happening in a lot of companies is that the management team gathers, they hire consultants, and then after 2 months they come with a solution. And the solution is, we put a ladder on top of the banana peel. Then nobody will fall. But you immediately feel that it's probably not the most efficient solution. But what happens, we try it once and it works, and then we say, okay, from now on this ladder is the new rule, is the way of working. This is our culture. If you see a problem like banana peel, take the ladder. And it's quite hard when you do this for a longer time. You know, people are getting used following those ladders. It's quite hard to remove those ladders because people are used to it. You also have people who are responsible for the ladder. You know, they're responsible for the procedures. And so if you start to say, hey, we removed the ladder, then a lot of people say, hey, we can't do this because... Yeah. We need it. But at those moments, you should think in a different way.
But how is that then linked to the event industry?
I also see in the event business, if you look at conference events, that a lot of events, they are always organized in the same way. And if it's working well, fine. But I also see, for example, the some people are or participants are complaining, we need more time because the programs are so scheduled and we have 2 minutes and then you have 15 minutes to have a coffee break and people want more time. But we think it's a ladder that we need to give a lot of content and we have to keep people busy.
That's right, what people pay for.
Yes, it's true, but sometimes it can be nice to have 1 hour of space to speak to each other. Or maybe the gadgets that we give, you know, the sponsors need to give something. So at the end of the conference, all the participants get a bag with gadgets. It's getting less and less, and I'm happy about it because the world is changing. So maybe we also have to come with some solutions. How can we do it in a different way? You know, how can we solve the banana problem? You know, we want to deliver content. Okay, but do we need really a full schedule? Or could we solve it?
But how do you start with it?
One method that's quite easy that might work, it's called assumptions, breaking assumptions. Mm-hmm. What you do is you make a list of all the things that you normally have at a conference. So you have a location, you have participants, you have a start hour, you have a certain flow, you have keynote speakers. And then the next step is, once you have your list, you start to break some assumptions.
No guests.
What would happen if you have no guests? Okay, but maybe we don't have physical guests. Maybe it's a conference that's only online or things like that. And I was looking for a few examples and I found some interesting ones. One is called The Lost Lectures.
Yeah.
It's in the UK. They're already experimenting with it. Normally, you plan an event and you know where's the place that it will happen, who are the speakers, who's coming. But the Lost Lectures is a different concept. You get on a mailing list as a participant, and a few hours in advance, you get a mail with, tonight there is a Lost Lecture, it's at that location. You don't know who the speakers are.
It's an interesting concept, but probably I'm now thinking in bananas, but as an organizer, that's kind of difficult because you need to know how many guests there will be for the catering and for all the other logistics.
Yes, but you could solve that by, for example, saying we make it very exclusive, so you know that you have quite a long list of people who want to attend, and it's exclusive, so people say, wow, I want to be there. And you could say, maximum 100 participants, and then we stop. So you could organize it around, okay, once when we have 100 participants, then it goes on, and otherwise we do something different.
Yeah.
And apparently it's quite a big success because people
yeah.
want to be there, and it's quite special. I've been to the last lectures, and it's spreading. It's a bit like yeah. like a viral,
interesting.
Viral thing. Yeah. Another element that I found, or concept, normally one of the things that are quite usual at an event is that you have one speaker on stage, and the whole audience is listening. But the silent conference, it's a concept where you have four or five speakers who present at the same time. So you have different corners yeah. in the room. It's one room. They have their slides and they have a microphone. And the audience, they all have a wireless headset. And they can switch. Now I'm listening to that guy or that girl. I'm going to switch to audio number three. And they listen to that story for 50 minutes. And they think, it's a bit boring. I turn around and I go to a different speech. And you don't have to plan a whole event, a whole conference like this. Mm-hmm. But I can imagine if you have your event and you do this maybe in the afternoon for 1 hour, it could bring a very nice discussion.
It would be an interesting concept to skip the speech of the CEO in the beginning.
Yeah, yeah.
give an alternative.
Yes, give an alternative, see what's happening. But I also think when you have maybe at events where you work with entrepreneurs or starters, a lot of times you have a lot of people who want to present, and now you give them a stage. And I can imagine that people will switch a few times, so maybe you get more insights or... So those kind of elements are some examples of, okay, how can you get rid of that ladder and do something else? You also have the unconference. I can imagine mm-hmm. that some people already have heard it. The unconference, instead of having an expert who is explaining everything to the people, use the wisdom of the crowd. You know, you have the people, the participants who are there, they also know a lot of the topic, otherwise mm-hmm. they wouldn't be coming to that team. So do a world cafe or an open space or a mega brainstorm and let the audience create the content instead of, as a conference organizer, I have to deliver the content. No, it's there. You have to facilitate the process. That's something different.
Yeah.
But that might be interesting too, because everybody's complaining, events have to be interactive, we need to get closer to a client. These kind of examples are quite interesting.
And why is it so important to change things to our events? Because if they are okay and running good, why would you change anything?
Yes, I totally agree. If things are going well, please don't change it. You know, if mm-hmm. people are not complaining about a procedure or ladder or perfect. But if you want to change something because the world is changing, or because your clients are saying, it should be a bit more interactive, you want to have a new format. When I work with event organizers, a lot of times I get the question, yeah, my client wants to do something different. Then these kind of elements, you know, breaking those mm-hmm. assumptions, can help you to come up with new things. So if it is going well, please continue. But maybe I'm also not saying that you have to change everything mm-hmm. you know at one moment. No, but do it slowly, you know, change something small and see what happens. If people like it, perfect. If not, okay, then you change back to the old pattern.
An interesting view, Cyril. Thank you very much.
Perfect.
And you at home, thank you for watching our show. I hope to see you next week.